Archaeologists have discovered Los Pinchudos, a forgotten city deep within the Amazon rainforest of the long-lost tribe of white-skinned, blonde-haired people that the Inca referred to as the Cloud People, or Cloud Warriors. Los Pinchudos is an elaborate tomb complex perched into the high rock cleft in one of Peru's northern Andean cloud forests. It's a natural and cultural World Heritage Site and features clay and stone tombs with wooden roofs. The six unusual statues with large phalluses are what gave the site its name. Los Pinchudos translates to the big penises. So little is known about these people that carved these settlements out of the dense foliage, but as I said, the Inca civilization called them the Cloud People, or Chacapoya, which is named after the cloud forest that they inhabited in what is now northern Peru. So although they left no written language, they did leave scores of stone ruins and mummies, and for many centuries the Cloud People cut farm terraces and villages into these steep slopes and raised llamas and guinea pigs until around 1470, when they were finally overwhelmed by the Inca, who conquered the region. And when the Spaniards arrived in 1535, the surviving Cloud People joined them to subdue the Inca. The Europeans were very impressed with their courage, skill, battle prowess, but by the 1700s, smallpox essentially drove them to extinction. The Chacapoya did leave mummies, as I said, and archaeologists have discovered an underground burial vault inside a cave. The Spanish conquistador and chronicler of Peru, Pedro Cesar de Leon, wrote of the tribe, and I quote, "They are the whitest and most handsome of all the people that I have seen, and their wives were so beautiful that because of their gentleness, many of them deserve to be the Inca's wives and to also be taken to the Sun Temple." The oldest mummies in the world are the Chinchorro mummies from northern Chile and southern Peru, while the earliest Egyptian mummified remains date to around 3000 BC. The earliest Chinchorro mummified remains date to 5000 BC. The Chinchorro culture was the only Andean culture that performed mummification on all members of their society. In all other Andean cultures, only the elite were mummified. So the Chinchorro mummies have caucasoid hair and features, and only the Chinchorro culture consisted exclusively of caucasoids, and that all other Andean cultures were comprised of a caucasoid elite ruling over another racial group. A major burial site of the Nazca culture was the Chuchilla Cemetery, established in 200 AD, used for about 600 or 700 years, and the hair of the mummies are obviously caucasoid here, and they were all wearing long robes. The ceramic vessels that you see were produced by the Mochi culture. That's from around 1 to 800 AD, and they all have beards. Facial features are caucasoid, and again, they're all wearing long robes. The Wari civilization was a pre-Inca population who inhabited the area now known as Lima in Peru. They left blue-eyed, decorated mummies.
It's believed she sat this way for more than 1,000 years, propped up against an earthen wall. A pair of orbs in her eye sockets setting a blank blue stare since about 700 AD. Wrapping her in tissue paper, Peruvian archaeologists hoisted the mummy to the surface in the Huacapuquiana excavation site as cars whizzed by in the country's capital city, Lima. Archaeologists say the ancient scene dates back to the Wari culture that flourished in Peru even before the Incas came to power.
2,000 years ago, a mysterious and little-known civilization with a blue-eyed elite ruled the northern coast of Peru, and these people were called the Mochi. they built huge pyramids that still dominate the surrounding countryside. Some were well over 100 feet tall. The Lord of Sipan tomb is held by some archaeologists to be one of the most important archaeological discoveries in this region of the world in the last 30 years, as the main tomb was found intact and untouched by thieves. The Spanish explorer Pizarro asked the Inca who these light-skinned blondes and redheads were, and the Inca Indians replied that they were the last descendants of the Viracochas. The Viracochas, they said, were a divine race of white-skinned men with beards, and they were so like the Spanish that the Europeans were called Viracochas the moment they came to the Inca Empire. And the Inca thought that they were the Viracochas who had come sailing back across the Pacific. So all over the world we find legends such as the Viracochas. They all share similar themes of being visited in the distant past by a race which seems to have been deified. According to the principal Inca legend, before the reign of the first Inca, the sun god, Contiki Viracocha, had taken leave of his kingdom in present-day Peru and sailed off into the Pacific with all of his subjects. So it's interesting to note that in Africa, there's a gentleman by the name of Credo Mutwa. He's a 94-year-old shaman living in South Africa, and he claims that tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people have been seen by black African tribes throughout the continent long before the white Europeans arrived. So Creda is a very respected historian of the Zulu nation, and he said when the Europeans first came, the black Africans thought that it was the return of these same white gods, which they had called the Mzungu. And as a result, they called the European settlers by the same name, which is still used today. This is very much the same reaction as the Central American people had when Cortez and his Spanish invasion party arrived in 1519, and they thought that this was the returning Quetzalcoatl. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist and author, and I invite you to explore some suppressed mysteries with me in an attempt to unlock their riddles which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Species with Amnesia, Our Forgotten History. Gods with Amnesia, Subterranean Worlds of Inner Earth. The Occult Secrets of Vril, and 1666, Redemption Through Sin. I appreciate all of the positive feedback, and I thank you very much for listening.